My name is Lexi Harris. I'm 18 years old. Today is February 11th, 2019, and I'm recording this interview in Palos Verdes, California, and I'm speaking with my mom, Debbie Harris.
Hi, I'm Debbie Harris, and I'm Lexi's mom.
Can you tell me about your job?
I would love to. So I'm a pediatric nurse practitioner at Children's Hospital Los Angeles with a specialty in hematology, taking care of kids with sickle cell, thalassemia, aplastic anemia, and all different blood diseases.
What is a nurse practitioner?
Thanks for asking me, Lex. A nurse practitioner is a registered nurse, an advanced practice nurse, who has specialty training in something like pediatrics, family, neonatology, and also some different national certification. And as a nurse practitioner, you are able to prescribe medication, examine your patients, diagnose illness, and provide treatment. Kind of like what physicians do, but it's a nursing model.
Where did you go to college?
I went to Mount St. Mary's University for my bachelor's degree. Then I went to UCLA for my clinical nurse specialist degree and master's degree. And then I went to Cal State Long Beach for my nurse practitioner.
How did you choose pediatrics?
Well, the way I chose, I like pediatrics because I did adults for a little bit. And I realized I much preferred taking care of kids and teenagers because they're a lot cooler and a lot more fun. And you get to really understand where they're at developmentally, try to figure out how to help the patients and their parents, help the kids cope with their illness and integrate it and live life to the best possible circumstances and condition they can.
Aww. And how did you choose hematology to specialize in?
Well, I was working on the adolescent unit, and I was as a registered nurse, and I was taking care of this one young lady who had recently come to visit her aunt from Belize, and she had sickle cell disease, and she was having something called an aplastic crisis where her bone marrow turned off and she wasn't making enough blood. And she was also having severe pain where her cells were sickling, and she was having severe, terrible pain, much worse than a fracture or something. And she only had one IV, so I had given her some pain medicine, IV morphine, but then she needed a blood transfusion too because her bone marrow had turned off and she was very anemic. And I walked away, and then all of a sudden I see her, she's trying to strangle herself with the IV tubing and the blood's going everywhere. And I'm like, holy cow, what can I do to help her? And I went and talked to her, and she's like, Debbie, I have to tell you that in Belize, the worst, you didn't get an IV unless you were really, really sick. And here you are, I'm in another country and you're giving me pain medicine and you're giving me blood and my family's not here and I don't know what to do. I'm only here with my aunt. And I said, I really need to learn more about sickle cell and better understand where she's coming from, because you, as a nurse, you have to understand what's happening with them culturally, what their experiences are, and medically, how to help them, and nursing, how to cope and everything. So she really inspired me to look at this blood condition deeper, to figure out how I can help her, to understand the cultural background and context for her health condition. And I'll tell you now, she is a nurse herself, so I think that's super duper cool. But she inspired me to get into hematology.
And what's the best aspect of being a nurse practitioner?
I think being a nurse practitioner is really cool because you are having the nursing model of care. So you're looking at the bio, psycho, social, spiritual self of the patient to figure how they adapt, how you can help them integrate whatever their health circumstances are into their life. And so it's not just the medical model where you're looking at cure and treatment, but you're looking at adaptation and health promotion and the whole person and the family. And that's what's really cool about the nurse practitioner role.
That's cool. And what's the hardest aspect of being a nurse practitioner?
One of the hard aspects, especially I think pediatrics, is sometimes you can take on the role like where you're so attached to your patient, you really want them to succeed, and sometimes it's hard to turn it off, and you want to do the best that you can for your patients and their families, and sometimes it can be really tough because you get to know them really well. So it's really being able to have that perspective, mm-hmm. And then also the work-life balance, because there's always so much to do, and sometimes you have to hand it off to somebody else to cover, mm-hmm. and so that can become a little tricky.
Yeah, what advice would you give to me as I pursue a career in nursing?
Well, I think you're going to be amazing as a nurse. I already know that. And my advice is know that you're never alone, so you mm-hmm. always can ask for help. You can ask your colleagues, your fellow nurses, the interprofessional team that you work with, ask for help, speak up. If you're questioned something, just ask for help. The other thing is it can be taxing, so take care of yourself. And, you know, this one thing that I remember is like somebody once showed me this bottle of water, you know, just like mm-hmm. a bottle of water that you're carrying around. And if there's just an itty bitty tiny bit of water in that bottle, and you're really stressed out and you have a lot to do, mm-hmm. sometimes you can't do it, you know, because you're too stressed out. You have to have some resiliency, and you need to fill up that bottle of water with all the things that make you really happy. Like if you like doing yoga, which we like to do together, mm-hmm. fill that up. Fill that up with spending time with your friends. Fill up that bottle of water really full with all the things that you love. And then when life hits you and you're having some difficulties, you have more resiliency because your bottle is full. So that's like one thing that I think about, you know, take care of yourself so that you can deal with these circumstances that are a little bit difficult with resiliency, coping well, and ask for help. Ask for help and continually learn and read and grow. And you're going to be an amazing nurse. I know you're awesome.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too.